The thing about Verona, I've stepped out. I thought you should know, I've stepped out. Now you can hear the sound effects. This could be a CD of sound effects, but I think you'll find that it's actually not, it's genuine. The reason I know it's genuine is a woman pulling a trolley over there, and beside me there's a man giving a lecture. Oh, they're looking at me now because I'm annoying them. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, we're here just off Piazza Bra at the centre, just outside the arena. There's a bus going by. And in front of me are all the props for Aida. It's amazing, because they're all just left out. Night and day, in the sunshine, it's hilarious. All the props for Aida are in front of us, and the idea is that when tonight's programme is finished, they're all those props are taken outside, and these are brought in overnight. And tomorrow we'll be here, and there'll be different props from something else outside. It's amazing. I don't know where they put Placido Domingo's props, but that's his own business. But in the meantime, I remember being here in Verona some time ago, and seeing Madame Butterfly. It was wonderful. Now it wasn't Angelo Giorgio, so as a special treat, because it's you, I think we should have Un Bel di Vedremo for Madame Butterfly. Puccini, of course. We know we're celebrating Verdi, but you didn't think I was going to come all the way to Verona and not include Puccini. For heaven's sake.